talk to us about nuisance.
You want to tell us what's going on? I mean.
Yeah, and thank you. She is, I guess, kind of got active in the community out there and trying to get a bunch of that mess. You know, they've got a lot of places that are pretty messy out there. And she was just going to come present what she wanted her help on.
Okay.
I'm sure I explained to her that we've kind of been hit and miss on nuisance case. And since it's on the agenda, I was thinking about it this morning. I called Jeff yesterday and tried to prepare. I haven't heard back from him, Jeff Merrill, to see if he and Jim Berry had any conversations on the issue. So I'm not totally prepared, but I'd like us to go, and you've kind of okayed me to do this some, but Bob's busy. What if we ask Russ or somebody to be there if we get that far? And planning and zoning has already helped do it, one or two, take the pictures and this and that, and brought video or tape and stuff. I'm hesitant because I don't know how it'll work as far as timing without more help.
Right.
But I'd like to see us go ahead and do it. And if the health department comes in and starts knocking them out and we're useless, then do the public hearings and do away with ordinance. But until then.
I sent an email to Jim Berry, a month ago or something, about explaining what I thought the process was, and he agreed that the process was it. My question is, doesn't Jeff Merrill ultimately have to be the prosecutor? I mean, he's the one prosecuting.
Right.
And didn't we come up with a standard document?
I guess what I'm saying is
there something that Russ would provide that, because ultimately Russ would go to Jeff anyway.
No. There'd be two avenues, okay. The prosecutor and civilly, like we've done it.
Okay. And you would do it civilly with Russ.
Yeah, maybe even do them both.
Okay.
Maybe send them to the prosecutor as well as have an attorney do it civilly.
The whole process, we talked with Jeff. And Jeff said, I'm fine in theory with it.
Right.
You know, Bob and I can get together and we can talk about, you know, what it is that I need and all this sort of thing. And maybe we'll turn it over to a health department and then I'll prosecute them. And really, nothing's been done as far as getting together, you know, with work or work session to make any of those things happen. People have talked, but I don't think any work has been done.
The last word I heard, and I think it was from Jeff, when we first took some to him, then he gave them to the sheriff.
Right.
And the sheriff just doesn't have time to
do it. He doesn't want to do the investigation.
And I think the last thing I heard was Jeff had found, working with Jim, don't quote me on this, but that the health department could be the licensed agency to oversee him for Jeff to take action, where he wouldn't have to have the sheriff's deal.
Right.
And so I think we're
that
far.
That's what Jeff had said to me.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so if that's the case, of course, the health department would go ahead and do that on their end, but we could also do the same thing and ask the health department to be our certifier instead of asking the sheriff to go out and look at it as follow-up.
Okay.
Do
we want to go civilly and what's the other way?
Criminally or civilly.
So Jeff is criminal and we're talking about doing civil.
Yeah. And maybe we don't want to do both. Maybe we just, if the prosecutor can do it and it works, then
right.
It'd be silly to do it both. But if there's going to be dragging outs there, then we've got the ability in our ordinance, however how good it is, to do it either way. So,
this is next week's agenda.
I know, but do we have the Monday morning meeting?
There's nothing on the agenda.
Okay.
Is it 8:30, Jim, used?
Close.
8:30, I move that we accept the Monday morning 9 o'clock agenda as presented. Nothing on there. Except the regular meeting.
Approval of minutes.
The standard agenda, but there's no special requests for topics.
Second. Aye.
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 Okay.
So this is next week?
Yes.
And the reason Wednesday is wide open, I have my MAC board meeting on Wednesday in Jeff City. That's why I'm out of town.
Well, I'll tell you, going to go back into discussion on nuisance?
I think. Well, you all have already given me permission to go ahead on some.
Yeah, I got a comment to make, though.
Okay.
There are nuisance cases out there that need to be addressed that haven't been. And we had a process that we were going through at one time, and I would ask you a question. How many do we have on file that haven't been addressed? You'll see where I'm going with this
There's probably, just a wild guess, 25 sitting down there that, I don't know. I mean, when Keith left, did they just sit there? I mean, I've rummaged through them once or twice for a particular one.
Right, there may be a letter that Bob sent out way back when, or Jeff may have sent the letter out. I mean,
if I can guess where you're going, let me say this. I've only received this lady and three or four in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
So it might not be that there's a ton of work.
We have this deal at one location where I have lunch that you requested. That's pitiful. That you've got a commercial business that has to put up with.
Doesn't even look good for the restaurant.
That's what I'm
saying. It's close enough.
I mean, you have to sit there and look across
right next
there
to
at that. And if there's anything that the health department, if there was one that could be prosecuted at that point, I mean, I can't see why that someone that you couldn't take care of that. I'm talking about the prosecutor and the health department. That's one that would be handled by them automatically, looks to me like. That is a...
Well, we did that one once, and he cleaned it up, and it got dismissed. And then he just let it get back the way it is again.
Well,
yep.
That's what we're finding repetitively. We had a circumstance, and I'm not naming individuals, we're talking in generalities. We had one on Round Mountain where a lady cleaned up her place and her son brought in some stuff. And I wouldn't even vote for that one because she was totally out of, it was out of her hands.
She couldn't control him.
I visited with her about it and she said, I just can't control him. And she said, you know that I cleaned this whole place up. We've seen pictures of it that she had. And it was in a terrible mess, and she cleaned it up, and then he come back in. Well, those, I don't know. That's a different circumstance. I don't know how we approach those. But we have to come up with a standard of how we're going to let, if you want to sort, and then, like, sure, I appreciate somebody coming in and wanting to be a leader in their community, but I don't want somebody coming in and being a leader in their community just because they don't like their neighbor. I don't know what these other things are, and sometimes we end up with some of the cases we turn down mm-hmm. were, you know.
And I don't think this lady, Danny, is that. I think
I'm not saying that
whole neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's not picking on anybody. I mean, she's not mad at anybody.
But I'm not talking about her. I'm just talking about all these others in general that we went through and looked at pictures and denied. I mean, the commission said denied and accepted and denied. But what I'm saying, the ones that we decided to do something on were, I only know of one that I got a report back that was even proceeded on.
Well, and Bob can tell you that it gets difficult for him in court. And you got to be very diligent, I think, to get it to the point that, and we've never really had anybody, well, I guess, what's
his name?
We've
had a few.
But that went so far that we got really what we'd hoped for when we started the deal, but it just takes a long time to get there.
civilly, you know, you get the order. That's not a problem. I got several of those orders of the court to clean it up.
Right.
But then when they don't clean it up, you got to go back on a contempt and ask the judge to either fine them every day or put them in jail. And he's going to go step by step. And it's just it's a huge process. It's a lot of paperwork and it's a lot of time going back to court on these people after you get a judgment. I mean, you would think getting a judgment from a judge telling you to clean up your property would be enough to get somebody to go clean up their property. I had to bring one lady in 3 or 4 times before I got her to clean up the property. The judge was threatening to throw her in jail. But, you know, the judge doesn't want to throw somebody in jail because they didn't pick up their yard. You know, so, I mean, basically that's what you have to do in these cases. You get a judgment and they don't clean it up. Then what do? You go forward and try to get them thrown in jail.
Well, what does the health department do?
Okay, so let's talk about the health department. The
health department has had the same experience.
This is what the health
they're going to go to the prosecutor, and he's going to have the same. He's sooner or later going to be in front of the same judge.
The health department right now is investigating all of our complaint calls, and they're doing about, I think they said, 3 or 4 a week. Okay,
that's really?
Yeah, they're doing that many. Jim Berry has instructed his entire staff. I was looking for the email I could read to you. All calls are going to him first, and anything that they can't fall under their two categories, then they send back. And we've had, I guess we got 2 that got sent back recently that Nikki's got. But other than that, they're taking it. They send the letter to him, follow up, and then go up to Jeff. Now, I don't know what Jeff's doing with the cases that they're taking. I mean, that's them trying to get Jeff to enforce. So, I mean, but I know Jeff is using that research, like we talked about, to do the work. I guess the question is, I mean, we take them to court and they still don't do it. I mean, how much money and energy and time do we spend on this before it's like, if we can't get it enforced, why even have it? That's my concern is, I mean, do we move it just to commercial, how they impact commercial businesses? I'm open to any suggestions, but right now it looks like the enforcement arm going to a judge and court ordered still doesn't do it. I don't know what will.
It's the will of the people. It's the fact that a lot of people don't understand that it is a nuisance to somebody else. I can give you about 2 or 3 circumstances to where, and I'm not going to openly name those people because they went and worked. Chuck knows what I'm talking about. I seen one lady working after dark cleaning up the place. She didn't know that the other people that were in the community was upset about it and had turned it in, and she was out there and she's done everything that she could possibly do. We had another case that I referred to earlier that the lady knew that it was an aggravation. She decided to do so. Only the will of the people is going to get this thing cleaned up if they decide to. And I drove down. I've been doing these, spent a lot of time on this lake access deals, trying to get those people's easements and things to fix those roads. And I drove down to pass a location that's been in discussion ever since I've been here on nuisance. Now, it's funny that they do things the way they do things. I got a call from that gentleman. And it's not like they have a visualization of what they've got. They had stacked the junk in an organized fashion off to one side. It wasn't scattered, you know, out to the ditch lines and in the roads and all that kind of stuff. People just don't realize sometimes that everybody that drives that lives beside them or right there
Well, so let me ask you a bigger question then. Is this something we should even be tackling since we can't even enforce it?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's not isolated. I think it's all over the county.
I do.
We don't really look at it in east of here because there's not much density.
Okay.
And it just doesn't seem to be as bad. But from here west, I think it is. It's not easily enforceable.
If you spend the time, and it's going to take a lot of time, and continue to go back time after time on all of these cases, you can eventually get them enforced. But what ends up happening is just before, when you put their feet on the fire, you get the flame on the bottom of their feet, they clean it up. So you dismiss because there's nothing left for the judge. Well, you asked me to have them clean up their place, they cleaned it up. Perfect example is over there next to the restaurant. So you dismiss. 4 or 5 months later, you're getting reports, place is as bad as it ever was. So you go ahead and file another one on.
See, administratively, it's real administratively intensive. And so the question is, it shouldn't be you, but I don't know who else it would be. I mean, it's not like we got a lot of free time to do this.
We don't, but not. And I hate to take it as criticism. I'm not criticized, but Chuck volunteered to do that, or one of the commissioners do that. I think that's the way you did it.
Well, we set it up that the commissioners would do it.
Right.
And so,
and I just kind of,
if we,
it's a dumb bump.
It's something that you end up with that if we decide that we can handle it, we need to have a public hearing and express to people that, look, it is more of a job, and go through the process talking about what you have to do and what's happened in cases in the past, and decide whether you're going to go away with it or again. And now you got, we're going to have a lot of man hours in them.
There'll be a lot of hours, and I'd like to think, I'll put it that way, I'd like to think that if you were successful a number of times, you can look at other entities that they don't have much trouble because they work through it, and when one comes up, it's isolated, and I'm talking about cities mostly, of course. But you look at, I mean, you mentioned commercial, but you take residential neighborhoods, and one place can ruin a bunch of people's property values.
Cities have an incredible advantage, though. They have their own police force, they have their own court, and their own prosecutor.
Right, that's right.
And
Mr. Rogers, howdy.
That's running through.
Yeah. How you doing?
All right.
Okay.
All right, well, we can leave it on the table.
Well, let's leave it on the table because I think we need to assign it to somebody besides a commissioner.
If
we're going to keep doing it. But there's other people right now that some departments are not as busy as other departments. So.
I won't offend you if I work on it.
Oh, no.
Because you've said okay before, and
yep.
If I get something done, yeehaw, and if not.
But I've got the email that Jim Berry and I talked about.
Okay. I think Jim's out of town.
But I've got the email that talks about they'll take all the beginnings. So, I mean, I've got the email where all nuisance calls are supposed to go to the health department first. They investigate. If it doesn't fall under their categories, they're going to let us know. So that it should be a whole lot less than...
So that's what Nikki and Jillian are doing if they get a call? Okay.
The process is, I think I've told Nikki or Jillian just to get you the case once it's basically been rejected by the health department. So
they were initially sending me copies. But
the health department?
About a half a dozen.
I was too, and I
don't say any more, but
I'm fine with it not. So,
okay.
Frank's on board for 8:45.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I don't know if we're going to do this executive session for the real estate.
Probably be a good idea to do that. We have Mr. Rogers here, who's one of the two pieces of property that, or maybe the only piece of property that we don't have at the current time.
Okay. How about a motion to go into executive?
I move that we go into executive session pursuant to real estate.
I think it's point one.
Second. Aye.
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 Motion carries.